We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity
under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, Earth Protective viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in your Lyrebird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 32 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 24 on SciaSat, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV, and Channel 57 on Medium Network Service MNS. In Mongolia, in Hubd Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Eternet City, Channel Z26 on Tha Tengger Cable TV, and Channel 50 on Humuri Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Suling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Old Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. In Tha, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar Supervisions, Channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. In Hotul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarine. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recom Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, two New Zealand brothers helped to clean a beach in Samoa. In community news, a college in Brunei holds an art contest entitled Wonderful World of Animals. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 1st, is the National Day of the Central African Republic, commemorating its proclamation of becoming a republic in 1958. Located south of Chad, this Central African country is home to several national parks. The Manovo-Gunda St. Floris, a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO World Heritage Site, is graced with a variety of animals, including rare black rhinoceroses, elephants, red-fronted gazelles, and buffalo. Today is also Romania's National Day, honoring the unification of Transylvania and Romania in 1918. This southeastern European nation's churches of Moldavia are decorated with frescoes from the 15th and 16th centuries that are recognized as Byzantine masterpieces. In Wallachia, the monastery of Huri Zu is an outstanding example of the Brâncoven art style. Both of the locations are UNESCO World Heritage Sites. May the kind citizens of the Central African Republic and Romania have splendid national days.
Fly-in news, Supreme Master Chinghai International Association Relief News Update from the Philippines. On October 31st, Typhoon Mirinay made landfall in the Philippines, taking more than 20 lives and damaging 5,500 homes as it lashed Manila and southern Luzon. Despite the evacuation of 115,000 residents prior to the storm, the weather effects worsened the situation of many people still recovering from three consecutive storms that had hit in the previous month, with 95,000 people who were still staying in temporary shelters.
With much sorrow and her prayers, Supreme Master Chinghai donated $15,000 in aid on November 1st, asking that our association members go to assist those who had lost loved ones and were most desperately in need of help, such as the elderly and orphans without caregivers. The donation could acquire $216,000 in essential items if purchased in the United States based on the cost of living in the Philippines. As in similar cases, our association's Formosan or Taiwanese relief team covered their own travel and related expenses of $2,207.
In accordance with Supreme Master Chinghai's frequent requests for updates, the following is a relief report from our association's Formosan relief team sent via foreign group.
November 26, 2009, Most Merciful Master, regarding relief work in the Philippines. With Master's love, we had completed four relief services for victims of the four typhoons that struck the Philippines in the 5 weeks from September to October. On November 5th, we departed for the Philippines again with Master's relief fund of $15,000. The next morning, we have visited the afflicted province of Laguna, where the biggest lake in the Philippines had overflowed. Accompanied by Social Security officials from Pilas City, we surveyed the whole area by boat. We saw many submerged roads and houses, and the water level remained high. Affected families had been relocated to shelters or were staying with their relatives.
On November 7th, we purchased 2,200 packages of materials, including rice, vegetable oil, soy sauce, sugar, and vinegar for the victims in Pilas City, and distributed them the next day to four of its villages. The recipients were very happy for the help and asked for SOS flyers and Master's photos. We then purchased 2,500 packages of materials for seven villages in Victoria City and 500 packages for Magdalena City, and distributed them on November 10th.
Before we left, some children came to us and drew hearts on our car windows to show their appreciation. We are so thankful for the arrangement, guidance, and love God has poured into our hearts. With much love and gratitude, Relief Team from Formosa.
Supreme Master Ching Hai replied as follows: "Pure Lotuses, again and again you dedicated your time and heart to help the victims in need. May God return your love manifold. Love, love, Ching Hai."
We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for allowing us to share this information with our global viewers and appreciate our association's foreign group for providing this report. Our gratefulness for Supreme Master Ching Hai's tender comfort and help to the disaster-hit communities, along with our appreciation for the relief team's efforts. Wishing the Philippine residents a swift recovery of their fruitful day-to-day lives as we step together toward more compassionate, earth-stabilizing ways.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Cote d'Ivoire's debt waived. The Norwegian government has announced plans to forgive $9.4 million in debt. This gesture is part of a wider initiative by the Paris Club, a consortium of creditor countries to ease the financial burdens of developing nations. The debt cancellation also does not affect Norway's donations offered to other countries. Our thanks and providence bless Norway and Paris Club for your kind generosity. Through such caring assistance as yours, may all residents of Cote d'Ivoire prosper in fulfillment and plenty.
Uruguay selects new president. Elected by popular vote on Sunday, November 29th, Mr. Jose Mujica is a member of the Front Party who has previously served as agriculture minister, congressman, and most recently senator. In his acceptance speech, he pledged to continue implementing social reforms with a focus on national reconciliation. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency, on your new role, wishing you the best in continuing to serve the highest goals of fellow Uruguayan citizens.
European Union needs to further relations with Cuba. Cuban Foreign Affairs Minister Bruno Rodriguez Perilla met on Saturday, November 28th, with European Union representatives in Brussels, Belgium, to discuss the normalization of diplomatic relations. Speaking to representatives from Sweden and Spain, as well as other European Union officials, Cuban Foreign Minister Perilla expressed his country's interest in strengthening ties in the areas of politics, cooperation, and trade. The matter of climate change was also discussed as a priority, especially in light of the upcoming Copenhagen summit. Following the meeting, all parties affirmed that it had been productive, with Spain stating a wish to establish a new bilateral agreement with Cuba upon assuming the European Union presidency in 2010. Our accolades, Your Excellencies, for your amicable meeting and steps towards resumed diplomatic relations. Surely such efforts as yours are speeding our advancement toward a unified global community.
Winners of the 2009 Golden Horse Film Awards announced. Considered the most prestigious distinctions for Chinese language films from Formosa or Taiwan, Hong Kong, and China, this year's award ceremony was held Saturday, November 28th in Taipei, Formosa. The low-budget black-and-white film Can't Live Without You, based on the true story of a father's love for his daughter, won Best Feature Film, Best Original Screenplay, and Best Director for Formosan filmmaker Leon Dai. For the first time in the festival's 46-year history, the Best Leading Actor Award was shared by two actors, Hong Kong-based Nick Cheung and mainland Chinese actor Huang Bo, whilst Li Bingbing was conferred the Best Leading Actress Prize for her role in the thriller film The Message. Our applause, all Golden Horse Award winners and nominees, on your paramount achievements. May your inspirational talent through cinema continue to color our world with joy and upliftment.
Bulgarian student freed. On Sunday, November 29th, 22-year-old student Ruman Ganinsky was safely released in the capital city of Sofia after he went missing 40 days earlier. Interior Minister Svetan Svetanov affirmed that the young man was in good health. Our hearts are gladdened to know of student Ruman Goninsky's freedom, wishing him many joyful celebrations of life in the company of his loving family and friends.
Save Our Planet. Journalists remark on video conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Held on November 8th in Washington, D.C., USA. Humanity's leap into the golden era united concerned participants to discuss the urgent matter of climate change in an exciting new light that included the constructive vision of overcoming the planet's crisis through a vegan solution that would lead to an even brighter future. The event had invited Supreme Master Ching Hai as the honored guest to share her thoughts on questions raised by a group of distinguished questioners, one of whom was U.S. vegetarian journalist Marisol Varela of the Orlando Vegetarian Restaurants Examiner. She later wrote an article sharing her impressions of the conference discussions.
The audience was given staggering facts about the harm that is being done to the world's environment with our current destructive practices. The most anticipated speaker of the evening was the Supreme Master Ching Hai. Her words of wisdom reached across the audience, spreading hope and solutions to this impending global disaster. Supreme Master suggested that by simply adopting a vegan diet, we can dramatically reduce our carbon footprint. Because meat eating is a major contributor of global warming, vegetarianism will reduce the demand for livestock. She also speaks up for those animals which suffer and die every day in the hands of farmers by promoting a peaceful coexistence between all beings in the animal kingdom. Once humanity has learned to work together to save our planet, then we will have advanced a step closer to the golden era.
In fact, as Supreme Master Ching Hai explained during the conference, it is humanity's innate tendency to lead a noble, harmonious lifestyle.
A compassionate vegan diet is the basic way of higher being, a mark of a true human being. A true human being would never kill. A true being would never harm another, even if his own life is threatened. A real gentleman steps wisely, understanding that all beings are connected, and that by taking a life, compromising his own human spirit and bringing the bad retribution of killing upon him, we must all work together to bring heaven closer to earth.
Our appreciation, journalist Marisol Varela, Examiner, and all other media reporting on our planetary crisis. We are grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her efforts to encourage humanity toward a quick transition to the planet-saving, organic vegan lifestyle. Let us all join this caring trend to secure our world's welfare and to herald an Eden on Earth.
Save Our Planet. Antarctic melting could trigger mass extinction. Following the release of reports that our planet is on track to experience a 6 degrees Celsius temperature rise by the year 2100, new studies from the University of Texas, USA, show that since 2006, eastern Antarctica has been shedding around 57 billion tons of ice each year. The study coincided with the recent sightings of hundreds of Antarctic icebergs that have broken away and are now floating towards New Zealand, an event that has caused officials to issue warnings for ships in the region. Another study by the British Antarctic Survey states that past records, current temperature indications, and total Antarctic ice volume measurements all point towards a 6-meter sea level rise in the coming years.
This finding has caused a revisiting of the 2007 report by UK's Guardian News Science journalist Mark Linus, which describes the effects of such devastating climate-related change. The report stated it would cause a mass extinction of almost all life and probably reduce humanity to a few struggling groups of embattled survivors clinging to life near the poles. Very few species could adapt in time to the abruptness of the transition.
Mr. Linus, UK Guardian, University of Texas, and British Antarctic Survey scientists, we are grateful for your work in revealing these findings, despite their disturbing nature. Let us act swiftly in loving stewardship of our ecosphere while there still is time.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has often emphasized the urgency of our planetary crisis while encouraging people to take action, as during an interview for the July 12, 2009 edition of the Irish Sunday Independent.
The truth is that, scientifically speaking, we have a short time left because we have already waited too long to act. Leading scientists and organizations are now saying this as well, especially as they find that the tipping points, which indicate irreversible damage to the Earth, are being reached much faster than anyone had previously thought and calculated. There are truly too many confirmations of the urgency of our planetary situation to even name it. It is better we concentrate on the solution to save the Earth. We can still do it. We need the solution, which is organic, life-saving vegan diet. Then our future is transformed. Life will quickly become better than what you could even imagine. So let us all act now to ensure the future that we want, and the one we want for our children. That it be veg, go green, to save the planet.
Save our planet. Climate change related heat, low water levels, and drought caused thousands of fish to lay dead and rotting in the shallow waterways of Manicuri City in Amazonas, Brazil, forcing a state of emergency and canceling classes for 2,500 children who travel by water to school.
Save our planet, saying that he sees an agreement within reach. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urges all world leaders to work toward the passage of a legally binding treaty to halt climate change at the Copenhagen Conference.
Save our planet. Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd has joined his French and British counterparts in a pledge to support a $10 billion US dollar per year fund that would help developing nations address climate change.
Save our planet. The European Union has created a first ever climate change commissioner role in the new European Commission, selecting Danish Minister for Climate and Energy, Connie Hedegaard, for the role.
Hello, I'm Una the Green Akuchi, and this is my lovely wife, Lua.
Thanks, sweet Una. Hi, everyone. Una and I are following a nutritious plant-based diet. We are here with the tip of the day.
Many magazines offer online publications.
By choosing this option instead of subscribing to paper editions, you are saving our marvelous oxygen-giving trees.
That's right, Lua, as well as other resources that are used in the manufacturing and shipping of them.
Thank you for tuning in, and thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Now for the weather around the globe.
In the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Indonesia, global warming is the biggest threat for humanity, and Be Veg, Go Green, Save the Planet are reminders that can now be seen at Addis Sucipto International Airport in Yogyakarta, Indonesia. Our association members from Yogyakarta arranged for two large signs, one in the baggage area and the other in arrival area. These banners will be displayed until August 2010, with about 4,000 people passing by them daily.
Atas nama manajemen PT Persero Angkasa Pura 1 mengucapkan terima kasih atas terpasangnya pamflet tentang bahaya global warning. Marilah kita sama-sama menyelamatkan diri kita masing-masing dengan kita mengkonsumsi bentuk tumbuh-tumbuhan atau vegetarian.
May all citizens of the world realize the urgency of global warming and that the most effective and surest way to rescue our earth is to be organic vegan.
In community news, two New Zealand brothers helped restore Samoan Beach. Mr. Daryl Jennings and Mr. Glenn Jennings of Wellington assisted in cleaning up the Lafuga Beach after a tsunami. The brothers had previously often visited the idyllic surroundings on holidays. Their dedication and hard work also encouraged many other residents to contribute to the project. In recognition of their valuable service, the brothers were given Samoan names by the village chief. Mr. Daryl Jennings was called Lafuga Sini after the beach, and Mr. Glenn Jennings was named Fa'ili Sini, meaning band, in reference to his musical skills. Kudos, Mr. Daryl Jennings, Mr. Glenn Jennings, and all others who took part in this laudable endeavor. May native Samoans and visitors alike continue to have many joy-filled days in this pristine paradise. Up next on Noteworthy News, a Wonderful World of Animals arts contest helps students find ways to protect our lovely co-inhabitants. We'll go out and enjoy the garden. Be back soon. More helpful news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, cheerful news for a happier world. In animal welfare news, a college in Brunei highlights animal rights concerns. The Sultan Saiful Regional Technical College, based in Bandar Seri Begawan, had the theme of Wonderful World of Animals for its Global Art Competition 2009. Students were encouraged to find out more about the many animals that contribute so much to our Earth. In addition, the teachers envisioned that it would help our future leaders understand how responsible action on behalf of our animal friends can possibly influence government and industries. Our thankfulness, organizers and participants, for your caring consideration. May we all gain appreciation for the incredible gifts which our animal co-inhabitants lovingly share with us every day.
Let's share some fun and laughter with a joke told in Arabic entitled The Surgery.
مريض يستلقى بسعادة في سريره بعد العملية الجراحية ويقول لجاره الآن وقد أجريت العملية الجراحية وحلت كل المشاكل. الجار لا تكن مطمئنا باكرا جدا، عليهم أن يجروا لي عملية مجددا لأن البروفيسور ترك الملقط في معدتي. فجأة تدخل ممرضة إلى الغرفة، هل رأى أحدكم نظارات البروفيسور؟
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Salam, Master. I am Ali from Iran. I love you very much and want to thank you for opening our eyes to the truth. I also thank you because every time I call you, you always answer my requests. I cannot wait to see you, Ali.
Greetings, Ali. Supreme Master Qinghai has a special reply for you.
Salam Ali, peace be unto your purity and faith. Allah does bless you so much. All my love to you and Iran. Qinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May noble living fill your days with compassion, peace, and contentment. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
After an 11-day mission to the International Space Station, the Space Shuttle Atlantis, carrying 7 American astronauts, landed safely at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, USA.
The third Peace and Sport International Forum is held in the Principality of Monaco, with discussions among world leaders focusing on how sports can help reconcile previously divided communities.
An Indian High Court passes an order that allows police in Delhi to take away the license of a drunken driver, a measure that is expected to prevent thousands of accidents and ensure greater road safety for everyone.
The Emir of Kuwait, His Highness Sheikh Sabah Al Ahmad Al Jabir Al Sabah, donates equipment for mosques in Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Canadian scientists discover that the sensation of touch plays a role in how people perceive what they hear, which may assist in medical advances such as aids for the hearing impaired.
A group of French NGOs donate 9 tons of medical equipment and children's school supplies, including books, pens, and school bags, to Gaza, Palestine. The International Fund for Animal Welfare is calling on Japan's leaders to recall their Antarctic whaling fleet and refrain from the cruel hunting and killing of thousands of whales.
In Dysirth, Wales, United Kingdom, Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals officers locate Cocker Spaniel Nell after her fall to the bottom of an 80-foot deep mine shaft and are able to provide her safe rescue.
Included among the new team of 27 European commissioners are 9 women, with Britain Catherine Ashton selected as Vice President of the European Commission as well as European Union Foreign Minister.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai reiterates a call for members of the Taliban to lay down their weapons and return home to rejoin their families and help create peace and stability in the country.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty. For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.